Heading, Ministers of Other Denominations. Subheading, Draw Near to Ministers of Other Faiths. Our ministers should seek to come near to the ministers of other denominations. Pray for and with these men for whom Christ is interceding. A solemn responsibility is theirs. As Christ's messengers, we should manifest a deep, earnest interest in the shepherds of the flock. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 78, 1900. Subheading, Importance of Working for Other Ministers. The wisest, firmest labor should be given to those ministers who are not of our faith. There are many who know no better than to mislead by ministers of other churches. Let faithful, God-fearing, earnest workers, their life hid with Christ and God, pray and work for honest ministers who have been educated to misrepresent the word of life. Our ministers are to make it their special work to labor for ministers. They're not to get into controversy with them, but with the Bible in their hand, urge them to study the word. If this is done, there are many ministers now preaching error who will preach the truth for this time. Letter 72, 1899. Subheading, Why should they be neglected? Much has been lost by our people through following such narrow plans that the more intelligent, better educated classes are not reached. Too often the work has been so conducted as to impress unbelievers that it is of very little consequence. Some stray offshoot of religious enthusiasm, entirely beneath their notice. Much has been lost for want of wise methods of labor. Every effort should be made to give character and dignity to the work. It requires much wisdom to reach ministers and men of influence, but why should they be neglected as they have been by our people? These men are responsible to God just as in proportion to the talents entrusted them. Where much is given, much will be required. Should there not be deeper study and much more prayer for wisdom that we may learn how to reach these classes? Should not wisdom and tact be used to gain these souls who, if truly converted, will be polished instruments in the hands of God to reach others? If we can win to Christ and truth souls to whom God has entrusted large capabilities, our influence will, through them, be constantly extending and will become a far-reaching power for good. God has a work to be done which the workers have not yet fully comprehended. Ministers and the world's wise men are to be tested by the light of present truth. The third angel's message is to be set before them judiciously in its true dignity. There must be most earnest seeking of God, most thorough study, for the mental powers will be taxed to the utmost in laying plans which will place the work of God on a more elevated platform. That is where it should always have stood, but men's narrow ideas and restricted plans have limited and lowered it. Review and Herald, November 25, 1890. Subheading, Not All Will Accept Truth. After the most earnest efforts have been made to bring the truth before those whom God has entrusted with large responsibilities, be not discouraged if they reject the truth. They did the same in the days of Christ. Be sure to keep up the dignity of the work by well-ordered plans and a godly conversation. Do not think you have elevated the standard too high. Letter 12, 1887. Subheading, Speaking in Other Churches. You may have opportunity to speak in other churches. In improving these opportunities, remember the words of the Savior. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Do not arouse the malignity of the enemy by making denunciatory speeches. Thus we'll close doors against the entrance of truth. Clear-cut messages are to be borne, but guard against arousing antagonism. There are many souls to be saved. Restrain all harsh expressions. In word and deed, be wise unto salvation, representing Christ to all with whom you come in contact. Let all see that your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and goodwill to men. Wonderful are the results we shall see if we enter into the work imbued with the Spirit of God. Help will come in our necessity if we carry the work forward in righteousness, mercy, and love. Truth will triumph and bear away the victory. Manuscript 6, 1902.